It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
You know, after disqualifications and a pandemic and thoroughbred racing's a long discussion about betamethasone, which is a drug a lot of they put in the dogs. I mean, it's horses. The 2022 Kentucky Derby was billed as this year the return back to normal. Like, things are going to be normal. But, dun, 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 dun. Surprising enough, this is a lot, anything but normal. Rick Strike, who was in, he was on this list they called the also eligible list until late Friday morning. In other words, he's just up in the stall.
Right.
And one of the horses, you know, became ineligible or pulled out for several reasons. I can't remember the name of the horse. But it allowed Rick Strike to be part of the 148th running, you said? Was it 148th?
Yep, 148th
running of the Kentucky Derby, which...
Derby.
And he was 80-1 odds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
My chances of making the NBA.
They said, had the second, which is interesting, the second biggest upset in Kentucky Derby history. So if you had a $2 bet, you could have won $160. So you could add that up. So $2 bet, $10 bet. It tells how much you can win. So with $2, you're 163.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. Dunrail, which was the biggest upset back in 1913. I don't think he was around then.
No.
He was 91-1 odds. The horse was. So this was the biggest one. Just imagine. Go ahead, Mac.
The story behind this, the training team, the ownership team, mm-hmm. the horse, the jockey, the story just is like, it's this Cinderella storybook ending, so to speak, which none of them expected, but they were all people that did the right thing for the right reasons, and it all worked out,
mm-hmm.
right? November, this horse was... On the block was in a race. I mean, basically, if you win the race, you get the horse for like $30,000. Like, seriously, this horse was sold for like $30,000. This team purchased this horse for $30,000 back in like November.
Wow.
And that's absolutely. That's like finding Ja Morant or Steph Curry, like we said, at the mall.
At the mall, right.
And you say, hey, what are you doing Saturday?
$30,000.
And here you are 3 months later, and they go into the NBA Finals.
Yeah, yeah.
And your purse is $1.86 million.
Right.
So think about that.
For $30,000, that's pretty good.
It's very good.
So they do this. They train. They put them in a race. They won, and I think the last one or two races, they said, this horse is ready. But they're not in the Derby. But they're on the list, right? They're basically an alternate list.
You say also eligible. Right.
Also eligible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they got the call. Thursday, hey, you know, and I think they're from Ohio. I forgot what part of Ohio, but and I'm sure it's right across the border.
Yeah.
But in Ohio, and they say, hey, you want in? And they say, you know what? We think this horse can win. Let's put him in. Let's put him in the trailer. Let's go. Now, what's funny? I'm sure they pulled up at the trailer. They say, who are you here to see, sir? we in the Derby. What Derby?
No. Did that go ahead? You got your paperwork? You know, you got to make sure I had paperwork.
You got your paperwork.
You got your paperwork.
The jockey gets the call, says, let's do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Never been in before. The whole story. And, you know, then there's another story about the ownership team where one of the part of the owners, they lost. All of the horses.
Seven horses in a fire.
So they were like, I'm out of the business.
Then he said, totally out of business.
I'm done.
Didn't want to do it again. So it has to be a Netflix come out for this. God, this is a movie like we've never seen before,
right.
man.
Yes, yes.
Just think about that.
Right.
And it's a true story, too, which is crazy.
I mean, and the horse has personality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So after the win.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, now this was funny.
After the win, this part.
Yeah.
The horse is like, you know, kind of have the other horses. They kind of got him and they try to. He was like, man, get off me.
I just won.
He was biting the other horses.
But here's the thing.
He was fighting back.
Why was the guy, the network guy, why was he holding it? Why wouldn't this let the guy go? He was holding the dog.
Because he was, I'm sure he would took off.
Exactly.
They had to try to hold him.
That horse was biting the other horse.
He was all in.
Been a plug on him.
Yeah.
So, man, like, hey, man, you better get off me.
Get off me.
Oh, so now you want woman now? Before, yeah, I wasn't even important. Now you're going to try to come holler at me now. You better get back. Look,
now everybody want to escort me.
Yeah.
Right.
I ain't got no escort last
I rolled up by the house.
Look, you wouldn't even let me in the gate.
Right, that's what's not. Now you're trying to holler.
Wrist strike was on 10.
That's
was
awesome.
On 10 to the
that's
rain.
Really true.
And then, but now, quiet, true to form.
What's that?
One of the trainers, one part of the training team, is an African-American young man. And I could tell he spends, like, astronomical time. I mean, amount of time.
With the horses, course. Yes.
He shows up. He grabs him by the bridle. So I was patting him on the neck. Horse ain't done nothing there. And I'm sure he's like, hey, look, dog.
Yeah, calm down.
Calm down. Man. You got people looking at you.
You got people, your mama and them, everybody looking at you.
We just won.
Look, you got people looking at you, man. I know, man. You can't come in here acting like you're $2 million horses. You got to act right.
I mean, you're going to get there, but like, right now you got to chill
like,
out.
He's like, well, I just got $1.86 million.
You sound like, how y'all bump me like that?
You know, I was like, you sound like looking at me? He's like, look, I understand, man, but you chill. He no probably said something to him like, look, man, chill out.
That,
chill
horse, out. That horse was not feeling that, though.
Right.
Wrist right, like, man, you better get up off me for real.
He was on 10. He was like,
that was so funny,
10,
though.
I said, this horse is on like 10 for real. And then the trainer was like, you know, trying to calm him down. And then I was so he kind of calmed down. I said, I bet he was like, look, man, you got to chill, bro.
Nipping at the escort.
He said, man, they're
going to
come out here with that shot.
And that changes things, you know. They don't play, man.
He said, chill out, man. But shout out to the entire team. Like Reese said, it is a Netflix story waiting to happen.
It really is.
But just think about it. We talk about it all the time in sports and life and everything. If you stay ready, you don't have to get
ready.
That's
right. That's right.
And then if you do it for the right reasons, trust me, this couldn't work. This couldn't have worked out any better.
It's an awesome story.
I love it. Mm-hmm. And I'm just mad because I didn't put no money on it.
I have a feeling you'll be using that in your next TED Talk, this story.
I already wrote something yesterday.
I knew
it. I already wrote something about this. Wrist strike. It's just the whole story, though, man. It's just so many pieces of it. The more you look into it, the more you're like, mm-hmm. We're saying that the owner that lost 7 horses.
Yeah.
Like, all of that?
Yeah.
Like, even that, if he hadn't said yes, it wouldn't even... It's nothing even talk about.
Yeah, he basically got out the game, so to speak. They didn't want to do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He said, okay, we'll just try it. Then it will
try it one more time.
One more time, and mm-hmm. that's what happened.
And the trainer said, look, if you just meet with this trainer, if you just meet with this one guy,
mm-hmm.
wow.
He says, I'll never bother you again. He said, but just meet with this one guy. They went to lunch. He said,
rest is history.
He said, I'll do it.
There it is right there.
Just like that.
Everything happens for a reason.
This is 100% correct.
Motown Monday with Vicky.
I know, right?
That's right.
Let's get it. Let's go. Virgin Cigars of Raleigh has the top cigars from around the world for you to smell, hold, and taste before taking them home. Receive a free gift with your first purchase. Stop in across from CarMax on Glenwood Avenue and online at virgincigarsnc.com and be sure to ask about their private lounge. When you smoke, smoke the best with cigars from Virgin Cigars.
Wow, man. Just
got the best shoes, best trainers, best gyms.
Mm-hmm.
Best AAU team. JoJo come in and still drop 40. Drop 40 on you.
True story. So another game that happened on the weekend was the Warriors and the Grizzlies, I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Warriors 142, Grizzlies 112. And that's part of the story. I mean, they was beating the brakes off of them. But another little sub story was Ja Morant actually went out the game with an injury.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Clayton Poole?
Poole.
Yeah. You got a story about that, Pam, in there. Talk about that.
Yeah, so he was going down, he was dribbling, and mm-hmm. and so Poole was guarding him, but it looked like, or they say he grabbed his knee, but he was going for the ball, and he grabbed his knee, and it yanked it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yanked it.
Yeah, yeah. When I saw it, though.
First of all, you shouldn't be swimming with your lightweight. Somebody could grab your knee.
And then
what'd you say?
You're lightweight. grab his knee.
And, you know, this is coming off the injury to Gary Payton II, where Brooks got suspended.
For assaulting Gary Payton.
And also, keep in mind, when Day-Day, that's what it called, when Draymond Green got in trouble for assaulting. Okay, that's fine.
So now you got three.
Franklin, too. So this third one, though, I personally didn't see it.
It's a stretch.
I mean, I saw it, but I didn't see the like, dirty play associated with that.
Right, it happened so quick. And I think, I mean, it looked like he was going for the ball.
Yeah. And when Ja Morant, in the press conference, he said something about, you know, playing dirty and trying to pretty much commenting on what Steve Kerr said about the Brooks incident on Gary Payton. So what is going on here with this NBA today that we see? What is happening? Because some of these things would never have been even thought of back in the day. But the Clayton Poole thing, I thought was kind of over the top. I think that was extra.
There's no merit to that. If you watch it in full, real time,
speed,
there's nothing to see.
And his leg was already kind of stretched out opposite. Yeah, like,
but they were pawing at the ball, and he was coming from behind. He swiped down, and of course, so if you're behind a player and you're coming and you swipe down at the ball, what does your hand naturally go back towards you? Which is away from the player. So
it's away from the player. So,
I was just like, that's a stretch, y'all. Yeah. I mean, I get it. That's a heck of a player to lose. I mean, so I get it. You know, hopefully cooler heads prevail, and they look at it and say, okay, that's not. You can't compare that to a wind up,
right?
No,
for a guy wide open, you coming from behind, and A, you don't even make an attempt at the ball.
And then it was like two seconds to the game, man. What are you doing?
Right.
And then, like, you know, you're going to try to foul somebody on purpose because you send them to the line or whatever. No, this is like opening moments of the game.
That was crazy.
Do something crazy like that.
But you could have, like, he could have get it. Like, even if he didn't make fall or whatever, he could have had a concussion. I mean, he literally, it was a wind up and he hit him in the back of the head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I could have a concussion, man. What are you doing?
Yeah. It's real.
That's dirtier.
Yeah, it's dirty. So I think we're saying, I agree 110% that the Clayton Poole situation was not anything that was dirty.
No.
I agree.
In my opinion.
It's not. I mean, I hope he – I haven't seen the official word on the injury.
Which leads me, he's doubtful for tonight.
Right.
That's what it says.
Yeah, he's not going to play tonight.
And I think the head coach made some comments too. I thought I saw somewhere. Yeah. Jack, whatever his name is.
I know he said that he was very curious to see what happens after that. So he's saying that it was intentional.
No, what he's trying to say is Clayton Poole can really help that team.
So
suspend him.
Yeah.
He's trying to get the edge. I'm not mad at him. Because the Warriors.
If they fall for it, why not?
So that's what he's pushing.
If they fall for it, it's like, you know, hey, why not try? But, yeah, for them to come by and say, oh, you know, dirty play. Stop. I know it. You lost Ja Morant, so chill out. But hey, this team's played well without Ja during the season.
Right,
I
was like 20 some games.
Thank
right?
you. Yeah, they played extremely well without him. So,
But this series, he's been going off.
This is a playoffs, and you can playoffs and be playing out because I think the Warriors. I think we headed to a Warriors Suns matchup, which would be very interesting. I'm not sure who I would pull for in that matchup. I'm still on the fence on that one. On the other side, we had talked.
Wait a minute, say that again. What'd you say?
I'm on the fence in terms of which team I'll pull for if the Phoenix Suns play against the Golden State Warriors.
No, you're not. Yeah, no, you're not.
I'm not. Why is that?
Oh, come over here now.
Oh, first of all, I've been a Warriors fan for a long time. Matt, come on, you know I've been a Warriors fan. When I had KD,
you know what?
See, KD,
is this a flip flop?
No. Everybody even asked you, Pam.
I'm not even talking to you. Bring clarity to what's happening here.
You got to be clear to nowhere. I'm bringing clarity to it. I can see clear.
Bring firm to the stand.
Even with glasses.
I'm gonna bring it firm to the stand. I have a couple of questions.
Okay. I can't believe it.
I do swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Thank you so much.
So help me God.
Pam, on occasion, have you had an opportunity to witness
this dude,
Vera Reese, mm-hmm. right, be a fan of Kevin Durant?
Yes.
Okay. On occasion, have you heard him say Kevin Durant by far was the heart and soul of the Golden State Warriors, and without Kevin Durant, the Golden State Warriors could not win
Wait a
what
minute.
They had won before?
Now, Your Honor, I didn't hear him say exactly that. So I don't know how to answer
the
question.
Have you heard him say, Steph Curry is not the best player in the league?
No, I did say
yes.
That.
Yes.
I did say
okay.
that.
Yes.
I said KD.
So
I said KD.
Who's won. On the stand?
He got Jason right on the phone.
We got JJ Riley. Jay, you better be glad you called because I'm just going to get on Pam. Good morning, James. What's going on, man?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How y'all doing?
Good.
Doing,
how are you?
Pam.
I'm doing
hey, Pam,
great.
I won't going to let him get on you. That's why I called in.
Thank
I
you.
I won't going to let him get on you. That's why I called in. He might get on y'all that hang up, but
right.
For the moment, you're good. Listen, the NBA done became a joke, man. I love the sport of basketball, but every time somebody get hit now, let's go pause the game. Let's go look at it. Let's make it a flagrant one. Let's make it a flagrant two. Now everybody after the game, all the coaches crying. They got more free throws than we got. That was a flagrant foul. He grabbed him by the knee. Come on, man. We stramming for the ball. Come on. Your knee there, it gonna get hit. But,
that's true.
Oh boy. Then when people have a bad game, somebody, the fans said something to my parents. They did this.
Jay, know what? You ought to be saving your damn self with that one, Jay.
I'm going to make it right. If somebody touched that man's mom, they ought to get kicked out of the game.
Right.
But I ain't just talking about this. I'm talking about this. I guess I am. I'm talking about this one. Everyone else. Every time they have a bad game, the fan said this. Oh. Now okay. You got to put it on the fan because you don't want nobody to say nothing about your bad game. You had a bad game.
Jay, you know what? Now, you know you're 100% wrong for what you just said.
But you're so right.
I'm so right. We at that because they have a good game. Oh, Chris Paul went off. He did go off. But y'all got to understand, Chris Paul just about our age. Come on. You going to have a good game every now and then. Everybody in that age group, LeBron has a couple good games, but you can't sustain it, though. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem they're going through right now. They can't sustain having good games back to back to back.
Hey, Jay,
them twin brothers, they undefeated, bro.
What's up?
Yes, sir. And people out there they don't know that.
Hey, James.
Hey, he's going to catch up with you.
Hey,
gravity walk it down.
Gravity and Father Time.
Unfortunately for you and fortunate for me, we up against it. We got to go. So, hey, have a good day, man.
Good stuff.
Chris Paul hater.
Have a good one, too.
All right, man.
But he right.
Yeah, I may not be good as I once was, but I'm good once than I ever was.
Yeah, but we need to be that six times at least.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.